Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on chapter number 23, Song of Solomon. The objectives are that upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the Song of Solomon, identify to whom the book was written, state the purpose for the Song of Solomon, write the key verse of the Song of Solomon from memory, and state the life and ministry principle that's found in the Song of Solomon. The actual author was Solomon, and it was written to Israel and all believers. And the purpose was to show the relationship between Jesus and the church as demonstrated by the marriage relationship. And the key verse is found in chapter 8, verse 7. The life and ministry principle are this, that the divine model of love between man and his wife is the pattern for relationship between Christ and the church. The main characters are Solomon, who represents the bridegroom, who is Jesus Christ, and the Shulamite girl, who is the bride, or the church, and also it mentions the daughters of Jerusalem. So, to understand this book, you must realize that it has four levels of interpretation. Number one, it is a model of the relationship which should exist between a man and wife. Number two, it's an example of God's relationship with his people, Israel. Number three, it's an example of the relationship between Christ and the church. And number four, it's an example of the individual's relationship between Christ and the believer. So this book was written in a dialogue or conversational form, and the best outline for study is in the terms of its dialogue. So the characters and in the order in which they speak are as follows. So you can see there in your book that you have the bride, chapter 1, verse 2, the bridegroom, chapter 1, verse 8, the bride, chapter 1, verse 12, the bridegroom, chapter 1, verse 15, the bride, chapter 1, verse 16, the bridegroom, chapter 2, verse 2, the bride, chapter 2, verse 3 through 6, the bridegroom, chapter 2, verse 7, the bride, chapter 2, verse 8, to the word me in verse 10, bridegroom, chapter 2, verse 10, from the word rise to verse 15. We have the bride, chapter 2, verse 16 through 17, and 3, 1 through 4. Then we have the bridegroom, chapter 3, verse 5, the bride, chapter 3, verse 6 through 11. Then we have the bridegroom, chapter 4, verse 1 through 5. We have the bride, chapter 4, verse 6. The bridegroom, chapter 4, verse 7, to the word out in verse 16. The bride, chapter 4, verse 16, from the word let. The bridegroom, chapter 5, verse 1. The bride, chapter 5, verse 2 through 8. The daughters of Jerusalem, chapter 5, verse 9. The bride again, chapter 5, verse 10 through 16. The daughters of Jerusalem, chapter 6, verse 1. The bride, chapter 6, verse 2 through 3. The bridegroom, chapter 6, verse 4 through 9. The daughters of Jerusalem, chapter 6, verse 10. The bridegroom, chapter 6, verse 11 through 13. The daughters of Jerusalem, chapter 6 through 13. The bridegroom, chapter 7, 1 through 9. The bride, chapter 7, verse 10 through 13 and 8, 1 through 3. The bridegroom, chapter 8, verse 4. The daughters of Jerusalem, chapter 8, verse 5, to the word beloved. The bridegroom, chapter 8, verse 5, from the word I. The bride, chapter 8, verse 6 through 8. The bridegroom, chapter 8 through 9. The bride, chapter 8, 10 through 12. The bridegroom, chapter 8 through 13. And the bride, chapter 8, verse 14. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.